Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
In 2017, we purchased Tales from the Yawning Portal, flipped through it, and figured, how hard could this be? So far, the plumbing boys have lost every single adventure, while D&D has sat smugly in a corner, lording it over us. Well, now that's about to change. It's been 2 years since our last fight with D&D, and we've taken that time to finally get good, take down the Tomb of Horrors.
Adam takes 11 points of damage. Zana takes no damage. Joel Dusha takes... you failed your saving throw. You take 11 points of damage. You are restrained and blinded. All of your attacks are at disadvantage. You cannot move. And, that's pretty much the... There's some other background.
That's a long
stuff.
And short of it.
Yeah, you got snakes in you again.
Jackson, you will only take 5 points of damage.
Again, this is the first time I've experienced this.
Oh, this is going to suck, dude.
First time it's all fun.
First off, what you're going to do is you can't see shit. And that's going to be the first thing you notice is that suddenly it's dark. And you may think, what's happened? Am I dead?
You're not dead.
You have snakes in you.
There's snakes in your eyes, kid.
Then what's going to happen? They will get into your arms and legs and lock up.
Make you stiff.
Make you fall.
Yeah, but no, it's not. You're not chopped up.
Yeah.
You're just stiff in the body.
Now, you saw this. I only heard it and sensed it, but I think they can form into a guy. When they do that, that's going to hurt the most.
Yeah, that's scary.
Because then they'll do something, and you don't know what it really is.
Well, no, I know what that part is.
But you know what it is.
You saw him when he was a guy.
Yeah.
When he was a man serpent. But before that, just snakes. But when he's a man serpent, I can grapple him. And maybe trip him over.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Adam is going to cast, it's best not wasting that spell.
It's just snakes.
Adam casts a quite powerful spell, and the snakes are going to need to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. How wise can these snakes be?
Snakes are stupid. Dumbest beast in the garden.
That's what they famously say, dumb as a snake.
They passed. Damn.
You said such venom. Dumb as a snake!
Adam calls forth for his ancestors to help defend him, and several spiritual warriors appear. They begin fighting the snakes.
Ah!
The snakes take 12 points of damage because they made the saving throw.
Am I right?
Yeah.
All right, that was Adam's turn. Zamet.
Don't the snakes heal?
Only if you fuck up.
10 points.
Adam, sorry?
For the temporary points for fight.
They only heal when someone else fails.
Yeah.
They fail. But actually, Adam does need to make a saving throw to get out of the snakes, which he's probably, he fails. The snakes get more hit points.
Yeah, okay.
Sick.
Yeah.
Thanks for the reminder, Joel Zammit.
Anytime. No, I thought when you two failed and got like snakes in you, is that kind of failing?
No.
Well, they succeeded.
Oh, yeah, good point.
It only ever gets the 10 hit points. It's 10 temporary hit points, and then when they're gone, they get the
No worries, no worries.
Anyway, it might seem
like I'm on Team Snake right now.
It does actually seem like you're Team Snake right now.
I'm playing by the rules. I would like to grab both my rapier and sword
dagger.
Or dagger, stab it, and then can I then hide or disengage then hide? What can I do in a...
You are in a pretty narrow corridor. Your dagger hits, your rapier misses.
Damn it.
You deal...
The corridor wasn't that narrow.
No. I get sneak attacks, don't I? So that's still good.
You deal 37 points of damage.
Oh, that's pretty good. And I'll...
Do you reckon I can disarm a snake?
I'll disengage.
Yeah, I reckon you can disarm a snake.
And, back away.
From
so
what
that
fucking weapon?
Yeah.
It's tooths?
It's tooths. Do you know how fucking stupid you sound right now? It's fucking tooths. I'm going to disarm a snake of its tooths.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I'll disengage and back up a bit.
Okay.
So I...
You can... If you back up, you could turn the corner, which means you could stop attack. You could disengage completely or you could still be within range. What would you like to do?
I want to still be in range. I just don't want to get fuckled by snakes.
Unfortunately, there's no way to do that.
Damn it.
Because they fill up this specific part. You'd have to turn a corner.
Okay. And then next turn I can go back and stab them?
You can just pop back out. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. And then it is... That was Zamet. Dusha, it's your turn. What would you like to do?
I guess I can't move.
Haste yourself.
I'll haste myself.
Yeah, good idea. Good plan.
All right.
Snakes, prepare to be pasted as I get hasted.
Nice.
He's rapping.
Your armor class increases just like by Jesus. Two. You have advantage on dexterity saving throws, which is good because that's what you need to avoid their...
Being snaked.
Yeah, being yep. there snaked. And you get one additional attack.
Mm. Ooh.
I'm assuming that I can't attack as a bonus action.
No, unfortunately.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Mm. But next
you
turn.
Yeah.
Make the saving throw to get out of the snake hold, nice. Which I think you're going to pass. Yep, you pass.
Free of snakes.
Fuck the snakes.
Fuck your the snakes.
Snake clear. And back to Jackson.
Okay, I attack the snakes.
Good and idea, Eric.
I think so. Would grappling these snakes do anything?
Hey, Adam, can you disarm a snake? Me and Jackson were just having a discussion.
You can't grapple a swamp. Sorry?
Can I disarm a snake?
No.
Okay. Yeah, can I trip up the snakes?
No, you can't trip a swamp.
Snakes kind of always prone up.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's sort of snakes.
That's snakes.
Okay. I'll just attack the snakes three times.
Fuck, Jack. You're That's very fine. Funny. You're blinded right now, aren't you?
No, I was the only one. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, beautiful then. Well, you miss your first attack. You miss your second attack.
You got the Dol Dusha problems.
You hit your
I'm just mad about this.
What do you mean I got disarmed?
I can't disarm a snake if it's freaking tooth.
You deal 11 points of damage.
Fucking hell. You know what? I'm going to action surge. Hit these snakes again.
All right.
Yeah. I'm dying of these fucking snakes. Where's my worm?
You miss your fourth attack? You hit your fifth attack. You miss your sixth attack.
I'm full on throwing a tantrum right now.
Well, I bet those...
He's stroppy.
Those fucking snakes are probably real beat up from the 11 points of damage you just gave him in six attacks.
God damn it. These...
I missed and did like 40 or whatever.
Come on. If this was a guy with a sword, you'd all be kissing my ass.
But it's not, it's snakes.
Yeah. I'm just going to think back to all those guys whose swords were fought in this dungeon.
It's so funny you keep complaining about how you're like, oh, we never fight an enemy. We keep fighting other enemies that are bad at. You've only fought this one enemy three fucking times now. I don't know what you want from me at a certain point.
This is all because you wanted to set fire with that goblin.
Whose name you've forgotten.
This is all because you forgot you have winged boots and a fucking broom.
That is also true.
I still stand by the fact that I didn't know it was trap doors when I walked through.
Yeah. That's true.
All right. Joel Dusha, one of the snakes whispers into your
ear.
Oh, no! You're a guy with
a sword. You're being tempted. You're being tempted by a snake.
Don't listen.
Don't listen. It's a fucking god to me. No longer again. Don't eat the apple. Joel Dusha, you.
Oh, no.
You start looking at your two good friends.
Oh, no.
And the little friend or foe indicator. You are on your next turn. The snakes are actually technically in control, but the snakes direct you to. Who's fucking them more? This cunt. The snakes direct you to chase down, and Zamet, you're not aware.
Okay. Why would I be?
The snakes direct you to chase down and kill your greatest foe, Joel Zamet.
Why would you ever think the snakes wanted you to kill?
That's all right, because he's hasted, so I get an extra hit on me.
Yeah. Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
He's powered up. And full of violence.
Yeah. Good.
Maybe he'll dimension door you where he was going to dimension door the snakes. You both be above the pit. I'll be left to fend off the snakes alone without him, I guess. It's good. It's really good.
It is now Adam's turn. Adam took some damage, so he needs to make a quick constitution saving throw to make sure. Yep, all right. His spiritual fucking ancestors or whatever keep fighting that cunt who needs to make another saving throw. They fail this one. Nice. Nice. They take 22 points of damage. Then nice. Adam gets his turn normally.
Oh, yeah? This is good.
How much damage has everyone taken?
I think I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
I think I actually haven't taken any damage.
Yeah, everyone's pretty lightly, only pretty lightly knocked. So yeah. Adam's going to keep...
Wait for the next now. Game. Yeah.
For the moment.
Then they got a goblin brain on the good friend's sword.
You know. Oh, wait, that's Samus.
Oh, he's beheaded now.
Adam can bring him back.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's
maybe
right.
It's actually the best move is for you to kill him. Kill Dammit. And then your, you know, murder lust will be going, no, you'll turn on me, actually. I take it back. Because I'm thinking, oh, we can resurrect Samus. That's okay.
Mm.
But no.
No, the murder lust will go to, like, hey, Adam.
Adam.
Ooh. Yeah.
Just a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
You said at the start of this campaign that everyone had 1,000 gold coins on them.
Yeah.
Or 1,000 gold, because that's the cost of a resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I remember correctly, we put one of those gold in all. Does that mean we're one gold
you
short?
You are one gold coin short of a resurrection.
Well, I know where I can get another gold coin.
Yeah, I know where there's plenty.
Yeah, that's
actually, you'd be surprised on that one.
See, here's the thing, Adam. I think I'd be not surprised at all.
Adam holds his weapon aloft, and all of you see it starts glowing with a holy light. He swings that weapon.
Can Dusha now see? Through, like, you know, the snake's eyes.
Yeah.
Well, he is still himself, but he's now under control.
So he's no longer blind. That's nice.
Yeah. Well, he was never blinded.
Yeah, I was
blind.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, you did fail it, didn't you?
No, Adam was the only one who failed it.
Yeah, but he's doing
it. No. So I failed, but then I rolled
immediately after that, got out of that.
That's when the snake whispered in my ear.
Gotcha.
So I casted haste, then the snakes got me.
Yeah, I see.
Adam deals 14 points of damage.
Whoa.
And then needs to make a... Oh, and then he takes...
Then he takes, you say?
Yeah, because he's still infected with snakes.
Mm.
He takes 21 points of damage, and he needs to make a saving throw to get out of snakes.
Come on, snakes.
Come on, get out of snakes, Adam.
He fucks it up.
Snakes
get some hit points.
That's a shame.
That's all right. They've probably healed enough hit points of this. I know they are temporary.
Cool. I will go in.
Mm-hmm.
And I will stab, stab, stab.
You stabbing me or the snakes?
Well, you're my good friend.
He doesn't know.
Why would I ever stab you?
Yeah. You got no reason to.
Yeah, what have you done?
You're making good time on this, can I say?
Stab, stab, stab.
Yeah. First attack hits, second attack miss, so you hit with the dagger.
We're sort of old hats at this fight, Adam, at this point.
Yeah, and it definitely feels like we're making good time.
Mm. Yeah.
It doesn't.
And
it
doesn't. I'll also like to do my extra 14 damage. Fury of the Small. I'm a little shitty.
Yeah, that's good. That's clever.
The snakes are losing coherency. It looks like they are beyond bloodied at this point.
Fucking snake.
Actually, they were bloodied a little while ago, so you're doing quite well. Dusha.
So, and then I will, roll out the ray and hide or whatever?
You can duck back down around the corridor, sure.
Yeah, sick.
Duck behind your good friend and
ally.
I
don't think you'd be able to hide, though, unfortunately. Excellent. I mean, you are hidden.
Excellent.
But you can't, there's no way to hide.
I'll disengage a little bit and be like, okay, I'm back.
Dusha steps around the corridor. Dusha, what would you like to say to your greatest enemy, who you must kill because it's your oath?
You've stood in my way for long enough.
Hey?
All right. So, what would you like to do to him?
Okay, so, in the realm of... D&D is for nerds and Plumbing Boys play/ruin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Adam, you have good boy cards.
Yeah.
When a good boy card is used, in theory, is that the player using it or is the character being like, huh? Because I, Joel Dusha, the player, have a plan. But I know that in current circumstances, it wouldn't actually make sense. If it involves a good boy card, but if a good boy card is played by the character, technically, not the player, it doesn't make sense. But if I, Joel Dusha, can be like, oh, actually, this changes a thing, that's fine. Because it would be bad luck, basically, to Joel Dusha, the character, caused by me, Joel Dusha, the player,
to
hurt.
What card do you want to play?
You're going to play a good boy card, or you intend on playing maybe a good boy card. Is this card going to harm your good friend, Joel Dusha?
No, I'm Joel Dusha. Okay, so look, I'll...
What's the card?
At this point, the card won't make sense until what I'm about to do.
Okay, obviously,
at this point, Joel Zammit is the one thing in my way between me and vengeance. So I swing my greatsword with haste.
Of course.
And if I roll really high, I'd like to re-roll my strength.
To roll a roll. I see.
I would. Oh, no, that's not an attack roll. It says strength check, does it?
Strength-based check with advantage.
Yeah.
With advantage? Okay, it says with advantage. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, unfortunately, no, that's not for attack rolls. That's for, like, if you're trying to lift something or resist being bull-rushed or something.
Okay, well, maybe if you had that card, because you're about to get fucking bull-rushed.
That's all right. Oh, I can see you, so whatever you do, I can at least get half damage.
Okay.
I've got haste, so how many... I've got haste
and... You get three attacks.
Yeah, I've got haste, and I've also got...
Half damage
from one source. Paladins are the kings of multiple sources of damage. Mm.
And yeah, because I've also got improved divine smite, which means whenever I hit with a melee weapon attack, the target takes an extra
1d8. But if you're smiting, and I'm assuming you're smiting.
No, it's... I don't think it's a special.
I think it's just any attack.
Yeah, it's just any attack. Yeah, it's just built into my soul.
What little spell would you like to burn?
You probably the highest. I mean, you hate me. I'm standing in your way.
Yeah, I'm burning a level 4 spell. Yeah. Wait, how many level 4 spells do I get? I wouldn't burn a level 4 spell then.
The snakes are telling you to.
I'm burning a spell. Come on.
You hit.
I would burn a level 3 spell because I want to use Dimension Door, but now I can't.
Joel Zammit, you take 13 points of damage from the sword itself.
13 or 30?
13.
Okay.
Then the holy energy.
I'm going to dodge the holy energy, I feel.
Half the holy energy.
That was stupid. The holy 22 energy.
22 points of damage.
Okay, no, that's clever. Whoa, that was half?
Yeah.
I got the fucking snakes didn't cop that.
So you didn't hit them.
11 and 13 are 24. You take 24 points of damage.
Dude, the fuck?
I'll kill you.
Oh, no.
Second attack. That's a hit.
Fucking hell.
Dusha's gone lum, murder crazy again.
Again?
Yeah, this has happened before.
11 points of damage. Oh, critical fail.
Whew.
Uh-oh. Which critical failure would you like? Uh-huh. Internal bleeding, deep wound, or internal bleeding?
Two of those seem...
They all sound pretty similar.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
I think internal bleeding is probably better than deep wound for some reason.
One of them is like one we'll all notice.
Yeah.
And presuming that we get rid of these snakes, you'd be like, oh, he's got a deep wound. The internal bleeding, that can happen like, you know, days
later. That's
true.
All right. I'll take the deep wound.
Deep wound. All right. Make a DC 14 constitution save and throw. Pretty easy.
Yeah.
On a failed save, you stab yourself for your weapon's damage. That's pretty bad.
Oh, no.
Well, you get +9, so you only need to get a 3.
Yeah, easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
You need to get a 5.
Yeah,
but, okay, but you're not going to get lower than 5.
Yeah. Never. No, I don't think I've ever rolled lower than a 5.
He got 25.
Yeah, he's fine.
Okay, fine. Baby, you're going to be
okay.
You
just missed and just didn't stab me or you. And that's good.
That's a big win, I reckon. Yeah. No one got stabbed.
Especially with a huge sword. It's crazy to stab yourself with a big sword.
Jackson.
I can see this is going down, yeah? I'd like to grapple Joel Dusha.
Why would you stop fighting?
Because he
the
wants
snakes.
To use the grapple.
And also because Adam's got the fucking snakes.
Yeah. Adam doesn't have the snakes.
Yes, he does. He's got his warrior spirits.
Yeah.
And also he can protect me. Beefed up weapon.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you.
In this situation, I would attack clearly the source of the problem.
I don't know that that's what's happened.
No, Joel Dusha, you are being... Jackson is very rudely stopping you from your destiny of slaying Joel Zammit. He wraps his arms around you and restrains you against him.
Is that... That's one of my attacks, yeah?
I believe for grappling, I don't think it counts as just one of your attacks.
Grappling strike. Immediately after you hit a creature.
Oh, you're doing a grappling...
Yes,
sorry. I thought you were just grappling him. Sorry, let me roll the hit.
I do have to hit Joel Dusha on the head, but I'll make it non-lethal. I'll whack him with the back of my axe.
Do you hear that?
That's okay. I'll get you the second time.
Second attack, hit.
Hell yeah.
Grappling strike?
Yep.
You take...
We'll disarm
13
him.
Plus...
Oh, I could have disarmed him. That would have been clever.
13. It's 18 total damage.
Non-lethal. Non-lethal. Oh, okay. Just trying to knock you out.
So I've got so much more. Don't worry about that.
It's so funny though to imagine me on your back just slapping you in the head with the butt of my axe. Jackson, this is going to take forever. Donk, donk, donk.
Where's grappling strike?
I don't know.
Oh, here it is. It's all right, I found it. 24. You need to beat a 24, Joel Dusha.
Easy.
You need to get a 20 to beat a 24.
Easy.
You did not. All right. Yeah, you are grappled. And
What check is this?
It is a strength check.
Oh, no. Good reroll.
Yeah, I'm going to use my good boy card, reroll with advantage, strength. All right.
Nice. All right.
Well, in that case, Joel Dusha, draw a bad boy card. You can use that however you want.
Oh, my God.
And I think.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Go on.
Are we going to immediately kill each other?
You still don't manage to get out. Oh! That's one of your three attacks, Jackson.
Okay, and this is something I've just never been clear on with the Battlemaster. Can I use other maneuvers on my other attacks?
No, you can only expend one superiority dice a round.
Not a problem. Then I'll just keep whacking him non-lethally.
Okay, he pulls you into like a bear hug and just whack, wham, wham,
just
wham.
Wailing in the shoulder.
Go down, leave Zamet alone, he's our friend!
My bad boy card that I drew is just not a card that negatively impacts anyone, really.
Oh, okay.
It's interesting.
Use it.
No, well, it's not good. It's just like, okay. I don't think it'll ever get played.
I'm intrigued.
Kiss of Death.
Oh, no. What's Uh-oh. That?
Nah, it's not that bad. If a player is unconscious and needs to roll death saving throws, they need 4 rather than 3.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, if Zamet's down. Yeah.
Or if we finally stab Azorak and he's down.
Yeah.
Using death saving throws.
It's just player.
No, yeah. Adam is technically playing.
I'll allow
him.
You to redraw. That's a shit one to get.
Let me finish my damn monologue. The main antagonist for the players becomes unkillable until they're allowed to finish their speech.
I will allow you to, so long as you are doing a monologue and nothing else, use that card for the same effect. Turn the other bad boy card.
There's going to be a long speech in our future.
Yeah, when we finally see Azorak.
You can only monologue.
Yeah, that's fine.
You can only monologue, but you are immune for the monologue.
He's going to yell at that Azorak about their vengeance.
It's going to be like a 20-minute thing. It's going to be a whole episode.
He's going to do a big, deep breath.
Oh, no, you just had your turn.
I just had my turn.
Snake's turn.
Oh, yeah, snakes are back.
Oh, yeah, there's still snakes.
Too worried about me, not worried about the snakes.
Well, I don't want you to kill our friend Zamet.
Snakes are doing more damage to us than me.
Well, for the moment.
Yeah. He's burned through his big boom, smite, so we're good.
Yeah.
That smite is every attack.
I know, but the big one.
What big one?
You burnt a fourth level spell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I but, I mean, you got a bunch of...
Oh, you got a spare level spell. But they're less than the fourth level spell.
Yeah.
I can dodge at least one of these damages.
Yeah, you'll just keep rolling out of the way. I'll keep punching you in the head, and Adam will kill the snakes.
Yeah.
The snakes explode, again, in all directions. Adam and Jackson both need to make dexterity saving throws. Adam gets a... Oh, wait, Adam was already grappled.
Yeah.
Adam gets a further snake in it.
Jackson needs to make a saving throw.
Yeah, just watch me.
You're on me.
You fail.
Yeah,
I'd like to use Indomitable.
Oh, okay.
On the ball.
Jackson, you roll again and fail.
I'd like to use my other Indomitable.
All right.
This is what has happened last time.
You fail again.
Okay, wasted them. Burnt through them. What a waste. And now I'm frozen and blind next to Dusha.
But grappling him.
I'm going to pick you up by your skull and crush you.
Jackson, you take 24 points of damage.
Ooh.
Actually, you are no longer grappling Dusha because you're restrained.
Yeah.
Damn. The snake's like, get off my good friend.
Sorry, buddy.
Adam takes.
What?
As well.
Yep. Damn.
And then it is Zamet, your turn.
Can I disengage from Joel Dusha? So I'm assuming
back up to a wall.
Oh, yeah. No, I want to disengage and attack the snakes.
You can't. He's in the way.
Can I disengage past him?
No.
Yeah, disengage.
How do I get
what
past
happens?
Him?
You can't. Well, you got to ask him nicely, I guess.
Can I roll past him?
No, there's no 3.5, unfortunately. Yeah.
Can I stab the snakes in
oh,
him?
Oh, actually, you might have. Some creatures have that as a
oh,
racial
wait.
Ability.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say,
I know halflings get it.
Nah. Yeah, I'm a wee gobbo, but I'm little. I can nimbly escape, but that's about it.
Why didn't I
yeah,
disarm
no,
you?
Yeah, you, unfortunately, that is
can
a
I,
rogue
can
thing.
I stab
I'm not a rogue, a halfling.
Can I stab the snakes in him?
No, they're not in him.
They're just whispering things
they're,
to him.
Dusha and Jackson, kind of to an extent, are in between you and snakes.
Mm-hmm. Can I use a short bow?
You're stuck around the corner. You're stuck around the corner.
I can't use a short bow right there.
You'd be shooting through two people.
Well, yeah. You wouldn't be able to shoot the snakes. Cause,
oh, so, is there snakes in Jackson?
Jackson's around the corner.
Yeah. Well, I disengage.
Run away.
And run.
Kill him.
No.
Ooh.
Thank you for sparing my life.
I disengage.
I will repay you by trying to stab you in the back.
Hell yeah. All right.
Can I,
yeah.
So can I move and I get attack op?
What do you mean?
If I back away, am
oh,
I getting attack?
Unless you disengage, yeah, Dusha's going to get an attack pop.
All right, so I'll disengage and run.
All right. You move back to the entrance to the previous, that corridor.
Mm-hmm.
You get there and you see that there is a solid wall. You press up against it.
Oh, but am I going down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You thought you were going ahead, like towards where the chapel is.
Did yeah.
No, you fell back towards the other direction.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Well,
we'll kill these
you
snakes
know what?
Soon.
If you would have done, you know what? No. You would have given the option. So actually, yeah, if you want, you can go towards the chapel. I'm sorry. In my head, actually, No. Yeah, that's allowed.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Right.
I'll,
so you want to head towards the chapel?
Yeah.
All right. Basically, you start getting down into the crawl. Dusha, you follow?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's in my way. And
it's not really a question.
No. Because here's the thing, Adam.
Yeah.
Like, because I've just been attacked. The person who has hurt me most is lying next to me. So would I chase the person that's running away, or would I finish the job of the man lying still on the ground?
And that's also, a fair point. Yeah. You make a convincing argument to the snakes. The snakes are like, actually kill him.
Yeah. And also, again, like the other thing is like waving away at snakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get advantage on attacks against him as well.
This feels like, has he moved into my... Oh, no, because I'm restrained.
You're restrained, and also I haven't moved.
Yeah, you just whacked down.
Yeah, I'm trying to behead him with my greatsword, I reckon.
Yeah, you start fucking smacking into him. The snakes also make you burn a third level spell slot.
Yeah, cool. Of course.
Your first attack at advantage. Well, it's going to hit. Is it going to be a critical? No.
Okay.
It's just a regular old hit. You deal 11 points of regular damage.
That's nothing.
Well, that's all right. Don't worry, because there's the divine smite too. Don't stress.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Sweet. It's not all bad. I'll be fine.
14 points of holy damage.
Dude, awesome. I can.
You got tough armor.
I'm tough. I'm a tough boy. I got heaps of health, heaps of armor, heaps of strong muscles. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing armor that resembles a big worm, you know?
And soon you'll get to find Lucky.
Yeah, soon we'll find Lucky.
Lucky ended up a miss, but your second attack is a hit.
Where'd Lucky go in this crazy dungeon?
I don't know. I've never seen him.
Don't know. Which one was Lucky again? Was he the
was
beetle?
Was he the dog, or was he the
was he the
Jackson?
Yeah.
Skeleton?
Your turn.
Okay, I attack with disadvantage, don't I?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to try and disarm him. I'll do a disarming attack for my first attack.
All right. What's a strong opening? No, you missed your first attack.
Well, I'll keep trying to disarm him. That's my plan.
You got what you wanted, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
You need to fight a human
miss
enemy.
Miss with your second attack.
Yeah, okay. Well, one more wild go, baby. One more try.
Miss with your third
attack. I've already action surged this fight, haven't I?
Yeah.
Let me check.
I think I have.
Yeah, your action surge is
And you missed
off.
A bunch then, too.
Yeah. How am I feeling? What's my health like?
You're on 81.
How's he feeling? How's his morale like?
Morale's thriving.
He's rock hard in my He's on the right floor now. Where he belongs. Like, oh, fuck. On web,
yeah. Writhing around.
I'm blissing out.
The snakes deal 3d8 damage to Adam.
Does Jackson get out of the snake hold?
Yeah, do I escape the snake?
Oh, yes. Sorry, hang on.
Or do the snakes heal 10 points?
And actually, you should have taken 3d8 damage from the snakes.
You're welcome. As well. would that have been good, actually, or would it have been shithouse for
you
me?
Would have taken an extra 13 points of damage, okay. And you roll to free yourself.
Maybe you are getting quite low there.
You're free.
Hey!
You're out of the snakes, fucking but that's hell. At the end of your turn. All right, it is the snakes' turn. And okay. They coalesce into a person.
Perfect.
The person casts a spell.
I'm going to grapple.
And then Adam and Jackson both need to make constitution saving throws.
I got a tough con.
Oh, no.
Adam fails.
Mine's a plus 5, baby.
Plus 10.
Plus 10, baby.
Jackson fails.
Hit. These snakes are tough.
Snakes are fucking us up so bad.
Snakes are fucking destroyed. Oh, this is my good boy card.
Yeah, maybe that one's useful. It's not.
Triple my proficiency bonus. Would that have helped, Adam?
Yeah, it would have.
Yeah, too bad it was on the floor.
Can I use it?
Yeah, I'll allow it. All right. Okay. Oh, wait, no, you've already used that one.
Have I?
That's why it's on the floor, Genghis. I remember because you did it literally for this spell, I think, last time. Anyway, you both take 33 points of damage. Adam is in trouble. He's going to need a heal.
Fuck me, Dad. All right, maybe I'll turn on the snakes.
Snakes got so close to downing him. It would have been great.
I'll turn on the snakes.
It's
That's
Adam's
fine.
Turn.
Adam's got the snakes now.
Adam needs to make a...
Do you remember like a million years ago when Adam said the snakes are like close to bloodied? Like, or like...
Yeah, yeah.
Beyond bloody. These snakes have been on the rope for such a long
time.
No
one's hit them.
Yeah.
I can't get there.
We've been too busy fighting
Adam's
one another.
Adam's ancestral warriors disappear. He can't maintain that spell anymore.
That's a shame.
He's also going to heal himself massively because he's
not
doing
sense.
Great.
Fair enough.
What's he currently on, out of curiosity?
6.
Jesus!
He gains, sorry, 5. He gains back 26.
Oh, he's fine.
No, that's okay. Heaps. The snakes just did 33 damage to him.
He fails to remove himself from the snakes. Oh, the snakes get some hit points back.
Oh, yeah, that's good for the snakes. Hooray for the snakes.
It's a great day to be a snake.
It's great to be a
snake.
It's
good to be on the winning side for once.
It's great to be a snake.
It's talking, kill it!
And Zamet, it's your turn.
Am I being chased? Do I can sense that?
No.
Have I looked behind me?
You look while you're crawling.
How far did I get?
You got presumably as far as you could.
Like
so
30
like 60 feet.
I disengaged.
And that's right. And then you disengage it. You're only 30 feet.
Yeah.
You still would be crawling. Kind of crouching. No, you're a goblin. Kind of crouching. You can look behind you and you see you're not being followed.
Okay. I will stealthily go back and try and like hide, I guess.
If you're moving,
sneak back and then stealthily hide. Yeah.
If you move back stealthily, that'll be your turn because you stealth at half speed.
That's fine.
All right. Well, you get back.
I just don't want Dusha to notice me.
Dusha definitely doesn't notice you.
Great.
You see that Dusha is fighting presumably Jackson.
Yeah. As long as I can get like behind, like, over him.
Speaking of. Time to kill.
Yeah, I guess I'm burning another third level spell.
Oh, yeah.
When do you get to stop doing that? Is there any kind of saves?
When it's dead.
Okay.
Oh, well, actually, no, sorry. Dusha has been rolling a saving throw at the end of each turn, but he's been rolling pretty poorly.
Okay. He loves being a snake.
So
you like, you roll, the snake
levels.
Goes, and you're like, whoa.
Oh, man, thank God you get the advantage to this, because you maxed. Damage 17 regular. Then let's get to the holy.
Am I still
damage.
On the floor? I guess I am. Yeah, the snakes are out of me, but I'm still on the ground. Yeah. I'm still probably prone.
17. What's that? 34 damage.
Yeah,
that's fine. It's nothing.
You're on 1 hit point. Dusha, you get a second attack.
that happened quickly. Wait, I'd like to with that first attack. I'd like to parry. I'd like to expend a period of dice to parry.
Okay, that means that you just get to hit him, right?
No, it means I reduce the damage by my superiority die plus 3.
Right.
Whatever I roll on the superiority die plus 3.
5d10 plus 3.
4. That's a fuck you.
I think it's just the one dice plus 3.
Oh, you get 5 superiority. Yes, sorry, you are correct. just go with the first one. You reduce it by 10. So you're on 11.
Ooh, not too shabby. Right.
That's pretty good because now there's a second attack going your way.
Joel Dusha, you hit with the second attack.
Shit.
Yeah.
You deal a further 12 points of damage. You're down.
That's cool.
I've got a third attack, don't I?
Yeah. Jackson, you get 2 failed saves.
Okay. That's cool. Fucking snakes. He's fucking snakes.
And also, it's the snakes.
Jackson, yeah. Would you like to roll a very important death saving throw?
We're going to burn through our first 1,000 gold, baby.
Okay, that's if Adam survives. Adam's still in the fight. And I'm still in the fight.
Ave Maria, it's a 6.
Jackson dies.
Jackson dies.
Off to heaven with me. Off to worm heaven with Jackson. Right.
Now,
at the holy gates, you greeted by Lucky. Really, what are you doing here?
It is really important that Adam doesn't die.
Yeah.
And Adam's the only guy left in the fight that's not the snakes, right?
Yeah. Now, what are you?
Yeah. But am I still under the control of the snakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course
it's
you
the
are.
Snakes
Big
is
time.
Oh, no, sorry. I didn't roll for you. Let me roll for you now. Hang on.
We got a hope. We got a real hope.
I got a fucking... Put your hands together and pray to the God Almighty.
I'm still in control of the snake. Okay.
Yeah.
What are you...
I love these fucking snakes.
You love these snakes?
Oh, you know what? The snakes deal 3d8 damage to Adam.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and then he takes 5d8 damage for being
Adam's
still
just
in
dead.
The snakes. Yeah. 8d8 damage he's about to cop.
That's a lot.
And the snakes even had their turn. Adam goes down.
Oh, no. And he's going to get hit?
Now, this isn't actually the end. Adam isn't dead. So long as Adam doesn't die, the snakes deal 2 failed saving throws to Adam.
Oh no.
Could be the solo adventure of Joel Dusha, friend killer.
It's Adam's turn. Who would like to roll for Adam?
I think Adam should roll for Adam.
Okay, Adam will roll for Adam. I'm going to roll one of the physical dice. Not
yeah, that's what I did. Yeah, it's the. Oh, I don't even want to look.
I rolled the same.
Adam dies. I'm with that. Goodbye, resurrection.
Adam is dead. There is no resurrection. It is what it is.
So Adam and Jackson out of this game. We got this.
The Joels will beat Azariah.
Well, now what do I do? Because I'm still in control of this.
You don't know. All of this happened around a corner. You don't know what's happened.
Can I actually get to the snakes?
If you, there's so little place to hide. If you get up to the snakes, Douche is going
to
see it.
But can I get to the snakes?
I would allow it now that there's no Jackson. There's a little bit, you need a little bit more room. And also Douche is going to be expecting it.
Yeah. So if I can get to the snakes, I will try and put my whole goblin body into a sneak attack.
Put your whole gabussy.
Yeah, put my whole gabussy into this sneak attack.
All right, you sprint forwards.
If anyone has
you'll get advantage on these attacks.
I have good boy cards left. Wait, I do have one. Actually, Adam, can I use this just before I die?
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, it's just a roll on the wild magic table. It's just a roll on the wild magic table.
All right, give me one sec.
As I go,
I remove one condition affecting my good friends and that condition being dead?
Why wouldn't you use that to stop me from fighting everyone?
Because it says you.
Oh, wait, affecting you?
Yeah, me.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. Yeah, because I would have been like, that would have actually ended the domination. Okay. Yeah,
everyone's fucking pulling out. Oh, I should probably, now that I'm dead, I should look at what good boy cards I've got. Oh!
All right, Jackson.
Yeah.
As you die.
This is my Hail Mary.
I will not allow you to do that before you die because it's been several turns. You really should have fucking remembered, all right?
That's fair.
But I will still allow you to pick who, according to the book, is determined as the spellcaster and the target.
Oh, no.
For the purposes of whatever rules.
I'm going to pick, to maybe save Zamut, Joel Dusha as the target, the spellcaster.
Target of whatever spell would have been cast?
So he is casting the spell. Joel
Dusha. So he's the caster of the spell.
Yes,
all right,
yes.
And then who would the spell, if there was a spell, who would it be targeting?
I guess the snakes?
Because for the rules' sake, there might be a target.
Snakes?
There might be a. All right. So Joel Dusha is the caster, the snakes are the target.
Yeah.
Jackson, can you roll a d8, please?
I absolutely can.
This just turns into the biggest shamozzle.
They don't even need to go to these snakes. Just we're going to just keep going. Dice. When do you want to go?
He wanted to see Big Mom.
Right. Yeah. Can you roll 2d10? Basically, this is a transmutation type.
I'm going to turn the snakes into something.
66.
66? Nice. That's the snake number. Caster grows an extra leg.
I have three legs now.
There is a 50-50 chance their movement speed either doubles or halves. The effect ends when the extra limb is removed.
Okay, well.
All right. Dusha, can you roll any dice and odds, halved, evens, doubled?
It's a 5, it's halved.
That's right. Good, hey.
No, that's not good, because I'm about to finish being dominated.
Maybe.
Maybe.
All right, you hit both times, Zamet, so you're going to deal 9 plus...
Yes.
9 plus 11 plus... So that's 20. You deal 49 damage.
Jesus.
I bet it... Oh.
Is it dead?
3 hit points.
Fuck off. Oh, god damn it.
Fuck off.
What would you like to do, Zamet? You can disengage, but you actually don't have enough movement to get away from Dusha now.
Oh, I know. Can I, I guess brace myself for whatever's coming?
Dusha, it's your turn, baby.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.